Welcome to Rest, Lease, and Revenue Podcast, where we educate, enlighten, and encourage how to improve our quality of sleep, to grow our business, and improve your health and wellness. I am Donetta D. Mooring, certified sleep science coach, certified holistic life coach, author, national editor of the Black National Unity News, and a speaker. I am pleased to have my special guest, Belinda Kendall, the owner and founder of Promise Media Group, LLC, leader, media expert, interviewing celebrities, internationally known pastors, community leaders, professional athletes, and ordinary people with extraordinary stories. Welcome, Belinda, and thank you for your time and expertise.
Thank you so much. I'm sitting here looking out the window. I'm saying, I wonder who is she talking about?
You know, I am talking to you.
Thank you so much. I'm so honored that you asked me to come on your cool show.
There is not a problem. Well, thank you. So I'm going to get right to the question. Now, the first question I have is, I would love to hear why you named your company Promise.
You know, I have two companies named after Promise. Promise Media Group was formed so that we can buy radio stations throughout the United States. And then I have Promise Gospel Network, where I just did a contract with a TV station down in Houston. It's a digital TV station. So I called it Promise because years ago, you know, in studying the Word of God, I noticed that man can take everything from you, your possessions, your name, your reputation, but they could never take the promises of God. And that stood out so long. I said, you know, they can come and repo your car, foreclose your house, but if God promised you that I'll never forsake you, they can't take that. You know, the promises of God, I'll never leave you. I'll never leave you out. You know, it's so many promises in the Bible, and that's why I named it Promise.
Oh, I love that. I wasn't expecting that. I mean, you gave me more than I asked for. Well, thank you for that.
Yes.
And I'm sure our listening audience will love that because that's so profound. And plus, remind me of history when I think of Promise, our history. Mm-hmm. So yes, that's great. That's great. Okay, Belinda, my next question is, what motivates you to share our history with our community?
You know, it's a thing of, you know, I use LinkedIn and Facebook as my own personal scrapbook, to be honest with you, because I am self-diagnosed ADD. And I would see an article, and then I would save it. I said, I'll save it on LinkedIn and go back and read it later. Nowhere in my lifetime did I realize that the whole world was reading my page. And once they did start reading my page, I was so surprised, and it encouraged me to do more. How many African-American people didn't know certain things about history? You know, I always get emails, hey, the reason I share your stuff because I can use it with my students in school because the things you're talking about are not mentioned in school books. Or, I mean, executives, older people, they're like, I never knew there was this book called 10 Little N-I-G-G-E-R-S. And the people, white people, learned how to count from that by reading that book. That was a book in the school. And those people are still alive because that was only 80 years ago. So it started off with me using it like my own scrapbook. And then when I started getting so many reactions, I think the saddest reaction was when I didn't realize how many African Americans didn't know their history and how many white people and Asian and Italian. I get emails from Australia. They're just totally surprised about the history of this country. So it just encouraged me to do more and more. And I just get up every morning and see what can I find to post on our page.
OMG, that is the truth, because that's what drew me to you. I was like, oh my goodness, I was reading this, I learned about that. It was just like, I felt so relieved, you know, to learn so much. And it's so much to learn. And it's like, oh my goodness, like you are expert in that. I mean, I just love it. I love it. And it's good because it's important. If we don't educate ourselves and others too, then who will? You know, that you can't wait for other people to do what what that, that God put on your heart to do. So thank you for using your scrapbook.
and you know,
I love that.
Another thing is also teaching our white sisters and brothers, our Asian sisters and brothers, about our history. Because at first glance, people will think, oh, you're just being emotional. You're just overreacting. And when they start reading, they're like, whoa, I had no idea this went on in the Black history. And you need to show positive Black people. So, you know, there's a stigma that goes with us. But I find articles that say, oh, no, she's the first, you know, physics engineer to graduate. We're not dumb. We're not stupid. So it has many layers and many, you know, layers to it. But it's a learning tool for all races.
That is great. I love that. And the thing about once you know, then you can share. And so that's the reason why when I see you post something, I'm like, ooh, well, let me share that because I didn't know. So others need to know too. So that's wonderful. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
Now, you're welcome. Now, my next question is there anything specific that sparked that interest of sharing our voice?
I think it was, and I'm trying to find another word instead of ignorance, but I think it was more of how our white sisters and brothers don't know our history. It's not something that they would research. If it's not in the books that they learn from in school, their knowledge of us is very limited. And it always fascinates me when I have one of my white sisters or my white brothers send me an email and says, you know, I had no idea. That it became at one point less about educating my people, but educating people of other races. You know, I think that these conversations need to take place. When I look at what happened with George Floyd and when I look at all the protesting that went on, you know, I thank God that it happened during the quarantine because we're not at work, we're not at school. But can you imagine being in a workplace and this is going on, being in the school and this is going on? So now I'm feeding them as much information as I can. Some of my views get 8 million views. It blew me away. But I'm feeding them as much information as I can. So when we do go back to work, we have a level, both races, a level of education and wisdom before we start having those conversations, and we'll understand why some conversations we don't want to have, if that makes sense.
Yes, yes, it does. Wow, that's great. Whew, my goodness. All right, now the next question is, what does never let your past become bigger than your dreams mean?
To me, that means that in life, we make mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes, especially after I got divorced. Because you see, God never created women to be head of household. He created man to do that. Women, we are emotional beings. So when we're put in a position that God never created us to be in, we make a lot of mistakes. And what happens is that there are a group of people that will constantly remind you of your mistakes. But little did you know that you were like David running from Saul in Psalms. You know, he ran from Saul and he made mistakes and he was able to talk to people at all different levels. He was able to talk to people that were poor, had no money, and they knew they had money on his head. In other words, I can turn you in and me and my family will be fine. But he developed a level of communication where he gained their trust and he got them to see their side, and which led him to be the greatest king that's ever lived. So when we look at our past, we can't live there. It's not your life. It was an event, okay? But take that event, add it to your resume. And when God said, okay, now you're ready, don't dwell in that. Don't dwell in your past because then your past becomes bigger than your future. So I like to look at it like, you know, my mother rejected me. That's the color yellow. I was fired from a job because my child stayed sick. I lost my car. I lost my house. I got in trouble and da-da-da-da-da. It becomes a coat of many colors. But honey, by the time this thing is over with, and if you don't let that become bigger than your dreams, that coat gonna look so good on you and people will pay you to come with that coat. Because the wisdom and the knowledge you gain with the mistakes you made. Harvard couldn't teach it. Yale wouldn't even know how to start writing a book. You had a front row seat to reality. So now that information and now those mistakes you made and now those things you've done have become valuable information. You're able to help a lot of people, but sometimes we would dwell in our past and we would surround people that would keep us in this prison of our past, which the bars have made of nothing but their gossip. Break free of that. You're still alive. I think it's in John 15. He says, I'm the true vine. If you've ever taken care of a plant, when a leaf turns brown, you have to cut that brown leaf off because it will kill the whole plant. I don't care what you did yesterday. I don't care what you did 10 minutes ago. You're still not a brown leaf. If God wakes you up, you're still part. You're a candidate for a miracle. You're not to live in your past. You're not a brown leaf. So that means you're still a part of the plan. Because in John 15, he said, I cut away what's not needed. You're still here. If that makes sense.
Yes, it does. And the thing that really stood out, I mean, a lot of things, but specifically on when you had mentioned about your life, I think you said your life is not an event. And I really like that. It's like at times we do look at our past and that's how we live by our past.
Mm-hmm.
And learn, and it's an event that happened. Just learn from
that. But it's not your life.
Move on.
Right.
Yes,
exactly.
Yes.
Because the same people that's judging you, the same people that's talking about you, will call your phone late at night and say, hey, how do you get on food stamps? Now, that's the same one that was talking about you. Oh, she's on food stamps, and this happened to her when she got divorced. They're the same one that'll call you and say, how can you help me? And you can't be mad at them. You got to learn to forgive. That's a key thing in success. You have to learn to forgive because in Mark 11:24, he said, you can ask me anything and I'll do it. He said, but if you have an ought against your brother, don't expect nothing out of me. And let me tell you something, that person that hurt you, that person that destroyed your character, if someone called you tonight and says something has happened to my children and you drop to your knees and you ask God, save my child. And then he whispers in your ear, he said, I would do it. But you never forgave that girl about mocking you. Since I'm a man of my word, I can't help you. Let me tell you, what she did becomes very small. You can't let it become bigger than your future.
Right. That's true. That's true. Thank you for listening to Wesley's Revenue Podcast. We're going to take a quick break.
Hey, this is Coach Harvey, and I'm excited about my new podcast. It's going to air every Tuesday at 4 p.m. The title of it is called The Healthy Side of Business. In this podcast, you're going to always learn about strong disciplines to build self-care habits. You're going to learn strong disciplines to maintain strong physical habits, and then you're going to learn how to transfer those new habits into a healthy business habit. So don't miss out. Be sure to join it every Tuesday at 4 p.m., The Healthy Side of Business. Don't miss it. See you Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Stay safe and be well.
Hello, this is Donetta D. Mooring. I want to share with you my new book, 21 Days to Improve Your Sleep Hygiene and Lose Weight. It's a great book that provides guidance, tips, and techniques on how you can become more mindful, gain energy, and become more productive to grow your business. I appreciate you purchasing my book on Amazon, or you can go to my website, Donetta D. Mooring, which is DonettaDMooring.com. Thank you for your support. I am Donetta D. Mooring, Wesley's Revenue Podcast, and we have our special guest, Belinda Kendall. The next question will be, what do you do
to manage all your successful businesses by getting quality sleep and self-care?
You have to be motivated. You have to make sure that you time manage yourself well. And, you know, people will say, how do you do it? It's not enough hours in the day. And I remember when I used to manage a big team of people, it was about 700 of them. And I said, what I want you to do, I want you to write down everything you do from the time you get up to the time you go to sleep for 7 days. If you got up at 5 and you sat and watched the news, write it down. If you talk to your mother for an hour, write it down. And once they got to the end of the 7 days, I asked them to create a vision board, the company, the things they want to do. And so now, so take your 7-day calendar and compare it to your vision. What in those 7 days push you closer to this vision board that you created? You see, what you'll find out is that you do have the time to do it. We waste a lot of time. We waste a lot of idle time. I've always said if you exercise your body and you exercise your mind, you'll be able to control your flesh. That was the wake up for me. I do have time to do this. I do have time to work on buying these stations. I do have time to work on building, my TV station. And I was just given the honor of being the international face for a skincare line that's based in Ireland. So I do have time.
Congratulations.
Thank you. You're welcome. To put things in perspective. That's all. So that's how I do it. When I write down for 7 days what I've done, and then I go back and look at how much time I wasted, I got time to manage this, and so do you.
Thank you for that. My goodness. That you told the truth. And I love the analogy because they give people something to work towards. And because, when you write down things, you know, as we always say, then it makes it more real as opposed to you having it in your head. You have to get it out your head. All right. Now, moving right along, my next question is, I know one of your many goals you will accomplish is owning your TV station. Why is this so important to you and your community?
So it's an inspirational network. And I'm finding pastors that are truly preaching the word of God, because now with Corona, you know, we can't meet like we used to. So there's no more filters. We're trying to learn the word of God on our own. So the goal was to get some really good teachers of the gospel, really good pastors of the gospel. And I want nobody pimping Jesus, you know, real, real good teachers of the gospel. Then to have quality TV and a different variety. We're home now. And if God gives me that platform, I'm accountable for it. It was so important that I created something like that. Right now it's in Houston, Texas, but we're looking at something now in Mississippi. Now we're looking at something in Chicago. I mean, let's do, you know, like I told somebody the other day, stop asking God to do the same thing. You know, God, give me good credit so I can buy a house. No, ask God, I ain't got no credit, I ain't got no down payment, I want this house. You know what I mean? God, give me something nobody else is doing. Give me something nobody else is doing and make it happen. I get so tickled. People say, I have a miracle. I just brought my brand new car. God is good. Did you have good credit? Yeah. Did you have money? Yeah. That's not a miracle. That's supposed to happen. Come tell me when you didn't have no money, no credit, no income verification, and you still got the car legally. So it was to do something different.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Now the thing about it, so do that mean that the TV station, that it'll be just in those particular cities or states?
Well, so the station is a digital station. I chose Houston, Texas, because Texas is the largest state that's uncabled in the nation, meaning there are less people in that state that actually pay for cable. So the digital station is what a lot of people rely on. But at the same time, I've had a conversation with Roku. So we'll be able to put it there, which will create a larger audience. And we're in convocation now, we're in conversation now with Comcast to get a channel on their network. So you will be able to go on there and see Dr. Fred Price. He's one of the pastors that are going to be on there. Dr. Fred Price. Archbishop Duncan Williams. He's like the grandfather of gospel. He's out of Nigeria. No, he's in Ghana. He's one of the richest Ghana pastors. I've got a list of totally awesome different pastors. I've got motivational speakers that have come on at 6:30 and just give you a tip for the day. I've got people that are going to talk to you about your job. I want to be the resource for our community. So it's just not there. You can pick it up on Roku, and if I can get Comcast to see my side of the story, you'll get it on Comcast. Because right now they said, oh, this is the price.
I love that. That is great. That is great. Once again, thank you for staying with Wrestling the Revenue Podcast. We'll be right back. Get ready for Hype Beauty Hair and Skin Podcast with the dynamic duo, Dana Johnson, part owner of Kumba Wellness Fitness and Apparel, where you will receive healthy tips for dieting, exercising, and keeping fit in order to maintain a healthy lifestyle.
Hi, Monica James, natural stylist and owner of Naturally Native Exclusive Hair, Skin, and Beauty. I'll be discussing ways to improve your daily beauty regimen to enhance your beauty naturally and information on keeping your skin healthy, beautiful, and glowing. Don't forget to check us out
every Saturday
at 1 p.m. where we'll be discussing beauty, hair, skin, and fitness.
Thank you for staying with our special guest, Belinda Kendall. Belinda, I appreciate you taking your time to share all your valuable information with our listening audience. Please share with us how we can contact you and support you.
Oh, you can easily send me an email, and I'll give you my email address. And it's M as in Mary, B as in boy, K as in kite, E as in Edward, N as in Nancy, D as in David, A as in Apple, L as in Larry, L as in Larry, agency at Gmail. So it's mbkindleagency@gmail.com. That's the best way to contact me.
Well, thank you so much. Like I said, I appreciate everything that you have shared with us. And I can be reached on my website, which is at the bottom of the podcast, which is Donetta D. Morey, which is spelled DonettaDMoreing.com. And as always, sleep heals.